the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ teaches us today what is true food, true words, and true life. We need that which is true and not false. The importance of true and good food, the power of words, and the sacredness of life. And we sang in the Alleluia verse the very words of this text. To whom shall we go, Lord? You have the words of eternal life. And we do have those words in Jesus. We are surrounded with bad food, with death, and with false words. So Jesus gives us that which is true, rather than that which leads to eternal death, that which leads to eternal life. As we take one last look at John chapter 6, as we've had for four Sundays in a row now, learning that the word and the insight that we find in Jesus enables us to be righteous, to walk in the fear of the Lord and the knowledge of the Holy One, to eat, to drink, to live, to work in the food, the words, and the life that only Jesus Christ can give us. You know, we come here each Sunday to gather around the Word and all the means of baptism, absolution, and Holy Communion. And let's say you live to be 70 years old. One person did a breakdown of a person who lives 70 years and estimated that someone who lives to be 70 spends 23 years sleeping, 16 years working, 8 years watching TV, 6 years eating, 6 years traveling, 4.5 years in leisure, 4 years with illness, 2 years getting dressed, and a half a year of the 70 years, if you add it all up, in spiritual matters, at the divine service, gathering around God's Word. You know, we only come here 2 hours each Sunday to study God's Word and to gather around the Word and Sacrament. And that's only 2 hours of 24 just today. It's a small amount of time during the week and in the life of a 70-year-old. But what happens here is vital and crucial to all the rest of the span of our lives. You know, we live real lives. In a book called The Wisdom of Richard Needham, he said about our lives, there's 7 stages as we live out our Christian life. Spills, drills, thrills, bills, ills, pills, wills. And we meant by that is spills of the baby, the drills of children in school, the thrills of being in our youth, the bills that come as we get older and are adults, the ills that fall upon us, and then the pills that we have to take, and in the end, the wills that we make. In the midst of this kind of a life, we need that which is true, not which is false. So let's first look in the midst of our very real lives, what is true food, then what are true words, and true life. We need the flesh and blood of Jesus as our true food. Jesus said, I am, because he is God, along with the Father and the Holy Spirit. I am who I am, the living bread that came down from heaven. He came from heaven and was incarnate in the womb of the Virgin Mary. My flesh I give for the life of the world. He's called the Son of Man. His very real flesh and blood walked on this planet Earth and were crucified for us on the cross. The true food and drink has come, Jesus said, from the living Father who brings to us the living Son so that we can eat and drink and live. We eat and drink of Jesus, the true food, in many ways. We eat and drink his word when we hear the word of God. The Word of God is the true bread from heaven, and we believe it. We eat and drink of His Word when we are washed by water and Word in baptism. hear the preaching of the word and the speaking of the word to one another, hear the word of absolution, and of course when we eat and drink in Holy Communion. These are all the ways that the word of God, the bread of life, comes to us, the real flesh and blood of Jesus, which is our true food. Jesus says we should abide in him and we will live forever. The life of the world is found in the flesh of Jesus Christ. He gives us eternal life and we will be raised on the last day. Think of the true food that you get here each and every Sunday when you come here. There's a psalm, an introit, Old Testament lesson, epistle lesson, gospel lesson. We speak the creed. We sing hymns. We hear the benediction. We hear the invocation. It's all the true food that we need in Jesus, in his flesh and blood. This is why if you listen carefully to Paul in the epistle this lesson this morning, he said, look carefully how you walk. Be wise. Know what the will of the Lord is, because the days are evil and foolish. Indeed, the days are. Do not be drunk with wine, he says. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. That true food of Jesus and his word fills us. And in that true food, in the flesh and blood of Jesus, we have life. You know, these words would better be understood by the disciples when they gathered around the meal on Maundy Thursday in Holy Communion, and when they saw the very real flesh and blood of Jesus crucified on the cross, and saw that same body risen from the dead. They would then grasp what Jesus was talking about. But we have the benefit of seeing all this in retrospect. We can see the whole story from the feeding of the 5,000 to the giving of Holy Communion to Jesus being raised and showing the marks of his flesh and blood given for us upon the cross. The central teaching of Christianity is that in Jesus' suffering, death, and resurrection, full atonement has been made. The price for our sin was paid. God didn't wink at our sin. He took our sin and placed it upon his Son, Jesus Christ, who was broken for us. Our sin was placed upon him, and his righteousness is now placed upon us. By his stripes, we are healed. Through the body and blood of Jesus, we have the true food. We are justified by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. As the Lord, when we have communion, assures us of that for the remission of our sins with his body and blood under the bread and wine. You rejoice that you came here today and you are receiving the true food of Jesus in his flesh and blood. Secondly, Jesus gives us true words. Some of the people that heard Jesus' words said, this is a hard saying. We don't want to listen to this. He gives us his flesh and blood to eat. They grumble. They are offended. They turn back. They no longer walk with him. They would not believe. They walked away from Jesus Christ and went their way. He says, are you offended at this? What if you see the Son of Man ascend to the right hand of God where he was before? And that was going to happen later. And the disciples would see it. But these people, would you be offended when you realize that I'm going back to the Father in heaven? You're offended that I say I give my flesh and blood? But the words that I speak to you are life. These are the words the Father has given me. No one can come to me unless it's granted by the Father. You see, Jesus' words, he constantly said, these are not my words. These are the words from my Father, which I give to you. I speak what the Father gave to me. And then, when the Holy Spirit inspired the writing of these by the apostles in the New Testament, now you are hearing the words of Jesus, which are the words of the Father. You don't have to try to figure out what God the Father is like. He tells you exactly what he's like through the teaching of his Son, through the true words of God. This is why Paul said in the epistle lesson today, which is an apt description of what happens in the divine service, to address one another with psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, sing and make melody to the Lord with all your heart, giving thanks always for everything. That is exactly what we do in the divine service. We sing the psalms. We hear the scripture lessons. We sing and chant the hymns and the liturgy. We're making melody in our hearts. And indeed, when there is liturgy and when there is hymnody, it is your responsibility to put your heart into it, to sing with your heart. Sing from your spirit to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ these true words. You know, our kids learn to speak by listening to us. They hear us talk, and then they speak back to us, especially when they're little. Jesus gives us the way to speak in the Lord's Prayer. He gives us the way to speak in the Apostolic New Testament. And so we learn how to talk about God as he talks to us. You see, the true words of Jesus come from the only perfect teacher who ever walked on the earth. There are lots of teachers. There are lots of philosophers. There's only one true perfect teacher, and that is Jesus Christ. Because the words he has are from God the Father. The words he spoke from the cross, the words he spoke from the empty tomb, tell us that he indeed is the atoning sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. You will be saved. That's what Jesus promises. We have true food, we have true words, and lastly, we have true life. Jesus now looks at the 12. Do you want to go away as well? Can you imagine for Jesus watching all these people walk away from him? So he wonders, are you going to walk away too? And Simon Peter speaks the words that we just sang before the gospel lesson. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We believe and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God. Peter is acknowledging what you and I acknowledge. The only true life we have is in the words of Jesus Christ. That is why after the epistle we sing Alleluia. In honor to Jesus, we stand up and we sing, you have the words of eternal life, along with Peter. Because you know, it's not very often in the New Testament the Holy One of God phrase is used. That should always get our attention. That's taking us back to God, the great I am who I am. To say that Jesus is the Holy One of God is saying that he is the Messiah promised all the way back in the book of Genesis. He is the Holy One coming in the clouds on the last day. He is the Holy One that John the Baptist said, the Holy Lamb who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus is the only unholy. Jesus is the only Holy One who died for us unholy ones. This Holy One gives us his righteousness so that our unholiness is covered by his holiness, by his righteousness. And by his wounds upon his flesh, we are healed. This is true life. This is why when we're at a cemetery or at a funeral, we can rejoice in the midst of our tears because we know the life that is eternal that we have even now as our loved ones have gone on before us to the Lord. This true life must be proclaimed today. The world is filled with death and with darkness. St. Paul said that the wrath of God upon the sons of disobedience who walk in darkness and emptiness, the unfruitful, shameful, secret things will be exposed. On the last day when Jesus comes in judgment and mercy, the wrath of God will be poured out upon all of the unholiness, the unbelief, and the violence of mankind. People might laugh at the second coming of Christ and think it'll never happen, but no one will be laughing when Jesus returns upon the clouds and the wrath of God is poured out upon all unrighteousness and those who would not believe. But he always comes also in mercy. For the gospel is that we walk in the light of the Lord. We are children of the light. We have the fruit of the life. We know what is pleasing to the Lord, Paul says. We awake and arise, so Christ shines on us. In conclusion, my friends, since Jesus is that living bread that came down from heaven. Stop your bad eating habits of digesting worldly food and drink, which only brings death. Cut that out of your diet. Start to eat a healthy diet of heavenly food and drink, which brings life. The false words of this world bring death. Cling to the words of Jesus that bring life, which are found in his crucified, risen flesh and blood that comes to us in his word to feed you and to teach you. You know, the reason we are called one family in our church and school and campus ministry, I don't know how many of you realize that since 1901, the church has been on this church corner for 117 years. Every Sunday, think of that, for 117 years, on this church corner when there was just prairie grass around here, the faith of Christ has been proclaimed. We continue the work of our great-grandparents, our grandparents, and our parents to the next generation in our church and school and campus ministry, walking as one family, being here for Sunday school and Bible class with your children and the divine service so that you can have true food, true words, and true life. So we turn away from eternal death and turn towards eternal life. Joining, as we sang earlier, Peter, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. May that true food and true life and true words ever sustain you unto eternal life. To God alone be glory forever. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.
We confess our faith in the words of the